Iran rejects recent claims by the Canadian government about alleged links between Tehran and al-Qaeda suspects seized in Canada. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mohammadpareh says Iran is opposed to all acts of terrorism committed across the world. Canadian officials say two al-Qaeda elements have been arrested in connection with a foiled plot to derail a passenger train in Toronto. Ottawa claims these suspects were linked to al-Qaeda elements based in Iran. Mohammadpareh, however, dismissed the allegations as part of Canada's anti-Iran campaign and its attempts to create an atmosphere of Iranophobia. He slammed the Western countries' double standards in dealing with terrorism. Mohammadpareh called on the U.S. and Western countries to end their support for al-Qaeda-linked terrorists killing innocent civilians in Syria. Let's see what political analyst Mohsen Saleh has to say about this. He joins us from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, the foreign ministry has said no evidence on this, and also groups like al-Qaeda have no compatibility with Iran, both politically and ideologically.
Well, as everybody knows that United States and the Western countries, this alliance, really, they implanted and dispersed terrorism from its initiation and from its outset in Afghanistan and in other places in the Zionist entity in Palestine. And everywhere you find, or anywhere you find terrorism, you will find this terrorism backed and helped and aided by the United States and the CIA. We know, and everybody knows, that what's happening in Iraq from these explosions and what's happening in Syria and what has happened in Iran for many times, these explosions, they were really found that these targets were oriented and directed by the CIA. So neither Canada nor France nor the United States can claim that Iran having anything to do with the terrorism acts. On the contrary, Iran only show and covertly and overtly do everything on politically on the scene, and they really defend themselves, whether in terms of the nuclear program or on the issue of Syria and Palestine. That's why the United States and Canada, of course, Canada is directed and controlled by the American order and policies. That's why I guess these are the orders from the Zionist lobby in the United States and in Canada.
Very well, we'll leave it there. Thank you. Mohsen Saleh there, political analyst from Beirut.